Never seen so much back. So quick, you know.
Ich habe keinen Passus weggeschlagen.
Good morning. I'd like to talk today, Be'ez Hashem, about Shaila. Someone Sleishik. He had a meaty dinner, and a few hours later, he's ready to have his coffee. He needs his coffee, and he has milk in his coffee. He's not sure when he finished his dinner. So he's not sure if he's waited enough time to become milchik. And so there's different minhagim, how long we wait. Some wait 6 hours, majority of 6 hours, 5 and a bit, 3 hours, an hour, whatever it is. But he's not sure if that amount of time which he normally keeps, which his minhag is, has passed. So does he have to wait till he's sure that he's definitely, let's say for argument's sake, he waits 6 hours, right? Let's say, does he have to wait for sure that he's definitely 6 hours have passed? Or no, can he, you know, it's a soffit, can he have the coffee or the cream cake, wherever it is, even if he's not sure? For example, you know, he finished dinner, he had his dinner at 1 o'clock, he's not sure if he's finished 1:30 or he finished 2 o'clock, he's not sure. Especially because the halacha is we're only machmir to wait from when he's finished the meat, not when he's finished the whole dinner. Right? So if he had another course afterwards, he had dessert, whatever, so he's not sure when he's actually finished the meaty part, if it was 1:30 or 2 o'clock.
I think we're dropping all the coolant, it's as simple as that.
So does he have to wait till 8, right? Till 8 o'clock, because then he's definitely past 6 hours, or he wants his coffee ready at 7:30. So can he have his coffee? So the first thing we would say is, as Mr. Mankov said, we would say Sofok Drabon Lekulam, right? Because it's maximum a Drabon. With the Raisa, we know that Bos Becholov is only if it's cooked together. The meat and milk are cooked together. To eat that's the Issa Min HaTorah. The Pasuk says, Lo Yishevash Lo Gedi B'Chalei V'Moy. It's only Issa Min HaTorah when it's cooked together. With Drabonon, Chazal made extra Hachokas, extra Zeirus, of having wasa and cholov, even if they're not cooked together, and even if you're eating one after the other, but there's a certain togetherness if you're having the milk straight after the meat without any break at all, without any hefsek. It's a drabonon. So here it's a sofek whether he's within that time or the time's passed. So we would say that would be our first reaction: sofek drabonon lekulam. It's not poshut at all, because there are klolim which we have to take into account. You can't just say Sofek Drabon Lekula in every situation. There are certain restrictions regarding Sofek Drabon Lekula. And there's a couple of these klalim which are relevant over here, which may be relevant. So first of all, there's a din that Heicha the Efshel Levarer is Soruch Levarer. Even though the halach is Sofek Drabon Lekula, but if one can be Mevarer the Sofek easily, Bekal, then you have to be mevarer. You can't just rely on the sofek and be mekel. That's how it's gepaskens in the Prima Godim, that if it's efshel mevarer b'kal, it's easy, it's not such a big tircha to be mevaru, then you can't just rely and be maker with a suffix. So over here, it depends on the situation. You know, if he can, he's a case, he came to this reception and he wants the cream cake, or he needs his coffee, if he can just call his wife and say, you know, when do we finish dinner, and then he'll know, then he has to do that. He can't just, you know, rely on the suffix, be maker, because maybe that amount of time has passed. Also, obviously we're talking about, that's the real suffix as well. That means it's not just, you know, he can't be bothered looking at the clock, and obviously it's a suffix. He does not know. He knows the time now. He just doesn't know when he's finished. But again, if he can move very easily, he can just, you know, simply work out when it's finished. You know, he had an appointment at place 1:30. Anyway, so he definitely must have been finished. Then he has to do that. Number one, but not very often. It may not be possible to be mevarer. And the suffix remains a suffix. He's really not sure, and he can't clarify easily when he's finished and if the 6 hours have passed. Okay. But there's another halakha which may stop us from saying here suffix drabon nekula, and that's called, there's a halakha called dabar sheyesh li matiru. And so Gemara in Beitza, the Gemara there is talking about Beitza shenolda b'yomtiv. Halacha is an egg which came out of the hen on Shabbos or Yom Tov. It's osa on Shabbos and Yom Tov is osa. It's osa to eat and it becomes muksa. It's osa to move. And the Gemara says, what happens if you're not sure whether this egg came out on Yom Tov or Shabbos or before? Which the farmer finds the egg under the hen on Shabbos morning, but he's not sure whether it came out then or it came out yesterday. He doesn't know. The Gemara says the din is that sveika is asura. It's awesome, even though it's drabon. This whole din is drabon. The din that then egg comes out from Shabbos Yom Tov is a drabon. So it's a drabon, but still the suffix is awesome. Why? Because it's called dabar sheyesh li matiru, which means that because it's only osa for Shabbos, it's a special halacha on Shabbos that it's osa. After Shabbos will be muta, so you have to wait, because you can just wait till the end of Shabbos and then it'll be muta. You have to wait. You have to be patient and wait. Don't eat it now because we're relying on the suffix rabon lekula. Don't be mekel because of the klal of suffix rabon lekula. If you can wait, you have to wait. And the loshen of the poskim based on Rashi is that the phrase they use is ad sheteichlenu be'issa teichlenu be'heta, which means that instead of eating it be'issa, be'chashash issa, because it may be, it's a suffix, it may have been laid today, it may be also, eat it when you're definite that it's mutter. That's the loshen, based on Rashi.
You're no sure
about
that,
you'll
have to wait another 18 hours, if it's not to wait 18 hours.
If it's going to become mutter, huh? Then you have to wait. Yeah. There's no time limit. That's the halach. So it didn't drop on, but it takes away the heta of suffix rabon lekula, when you have a time that's going to become mutter. Also, the Gemara actually says another application of this halacha of davar sheyesh li matiru. If it gets mixed up, let's say this egg is nisarva, there's a taruvus. If it gets mixed up, you know there was an egg which was laid on Yom Tov, but it gets mixed up with other eggs, and you don't know now which one was the one which was osa. So normally we would say bottle berois, it's a din of bittel. Right, something gets mixed up, it's bottle b'roiv. Says the Gemara, because of the same halacha of davar sheyesh li matirin, so there's no din bittel either. We're not allowed to use the halacha of bittel, this kula, a bittel, if anyway after Shabbos, even the one which was offered is going to become mutter, you have to wait. That's the halacha of davar sheyesh li matirin. There's another thing actually, this halacha of davar sheyesh li matirin actually comes in many places. Just to give one example, a bit more practical, it comes into Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah mentions it, that if someone puts in a shogeg, a bit of spice or something raw into a pot on Shabbos, right, which cooks it. So the din of Maaser Shabbos, someone cooks something on Shabbos, even b'shogeg, the food becomes osa, right? There's a knas Chazal don't allow you to eat the food on Shabbos, right? But here, he puts it in, it's now mixed in with the rest of the food. So normally we would say bittel, but because the davar yeshli matirin is only osan Shabbos, it's going to become mutter at the end of Shabbos, you have to wait, you can't rely on bittel. That's the halacha of davar yeshli matirin, which is relevant by taruvas and by a sofik, just a sofik which you're not sure which one it is. You don't say the halacha of sofik drabon lekula because of davar yeshli matir. Now, going back to our shayla. So there's a sefer called Yad Yehuda, which is a very prominent sefer on Shulchan Aruch Al Yerideya, and just to stress the prominence of the sefer, it was written by someone called Rabbi Yehuda Leibush Landau, who was the Rav of Sadi Ger, written about 130 years ago. It was recently, a few years ago, it was reprinted. In a new form, and actually the person who worked on that was encouraged by Rabbi Yashi very much to do it. It's a very classic sefer, the Yerideya, and I heard something happened. He had to raise money to publish this sefer, to redo it. And he went to America, he went to a certain gevir, so the person said to him, I have to ask my rabbi if it's a worthy cause, you know, the sefer. So he asked his rabbi, and he came back and he said, a rabbi said he doesn't know what the sefer is. Okay, so he didn't give him anything. So this Rabbi Landau, when he came back to, is actually an einikul. The person who brought it out is also called Landau, is an einikul of the Yad Yehuda. He came back to Rabbi Yashiv, he told him the story. So Rabbi Yashiv said to him, A rab was the Yad Yehuda in this kin rov. He's not the rab. Okay, so it's a classic sefer on Yehuda. Anyway, so he says, Taka, because he says, he talks about our Shaila, he addresses our Shaila. First, he's not sure if he waited 6 hours from eating meat. He says, you can't be maker because of Safo Jabon in the Kula, because the Dovash Yeshle Matir. Because you can wait longer and be sure that you'll definitely be mutter. Right? Something that's going to become mutter. You have an option of getting out of the Safoq. And just with waiting, right? Just wait longer, and you'll definitely be out of the Suffolk. So don't now rush into it and be semich and be mekel in a situation of Suffolk. That's what the Yad Yehuda holds. He's machmir in the situation. However, it's not muskim, this chumrah, and there are chokim. The Darach Tshuva, which is a classic Likud sefer on Shulchan Aruch. He brings many tshuvas for him. This was written by the Munkatzer Rav in Munkatzer, in Europe, the father of the Minchas Aloza. So he says, he brings down the Yad Yehuda, the Chumrah, but he says, we mustn't forget about the Shittas Hatzlach. The Shittas Hatzlach. The Baal HaNoidim Yehuda has for him called Tzlach. Tzil HaNefesh Chaya. Abbreviated as Tzlach, on Shas. And there's a famous shitta of the Neid Behuda, which he writes in Tzlach, in Psochim, and in Beitza. And the Darach Tshuva says, according to this Tzlach, we'll be able to have a heta in this situation. What is this shitta at Tzlach? The Tzlach says as follows. It says, we know that the Gemara says, Dovah Shesha Matirin takes away the Kula of Safak Rabon and the Kula, and of Bittel. What's the reason? As we said before, this food, why be makel, rush into it, be samech on bittel, or be samech on a sofek, and eat it now? Wait till it's definitely mutter. Right? If something's going to become mutter, right? For example, something which is only os and shambles and yom to wait. So slack, that's only regarding a food which you're going to eat. Why? Because you have an option either of eating it now or eating it tomorrow. Be patient. Don't eat it now and be semich on the kulas. Eat it tomorrow when it's definitely going to be mutter. But he says, what about, the Gemara says there about this beitza, they used to have some things that they used it for. They were tashmishim you could do with the beitza. The Gemara says you can rest your foot of your bed on it, Lismich bar kari amitzvah. There were things one they used to do with eggs to cover a kofar leh, to cover a kli. The chasis bar kli, they would cover a keli with it, with eggs. Says the Adhud, says the Sach, regarding moving the egg, even though it's muks, right, this egg, but in a situation of Sofik, where you're not sure if it was laid on Shabbos and Yom Tov, he says, regarding moving it, there you will not have the chumra of Dovash Yeshem Matut. Why? Because he said it's not a one-off hishtamshus that you're going to have with this egg. I can use it tomorrow, but I can also use it today. If it's food, then I can only eat it once. So the halacha is, Chazal said, don't eat it now, wait till there's definitely mutter, eat it tomorrow.
There's no refrigeration, but the next day it might go off.
If it's going to go off, you're right. If it's going to be a hefsa, then it's not called Yeshem Matu.
Right.
The food is going to go off. That's different. But an egg, it won't go off by the end of Shabbos.
Yeah, it can.
The Gemara assumes that it would.
Yes, it was
so he's saying that over here, I can use this egg for tashmishin. I can use it again and again and again. It's not a one-off thing. So there's no time now that wait till tomorrow, be patient. No, I can use it. I'm going to use it tomorrow. I can use it today and tomorrow. So if you make me wait till tomorrow, I'm missing out on today's tashmishin. Missing out on the time today that I'll be able to use it. So it's different to food, where you've got a one-off chance of eating it. Wait till tomorrow. Over here, it's not a one-off. Music, I can use it there, I can use it tomorrow. I'm going to lose out on today's tashmish. That's the chiddush of the slach. Just to actually illustrate this chiddush of the slach, there was actually a mice in London that happened, and they wanted to apply the slach. The story was, it was actually Shabbos Chanukah. Someone was making a Kiddush, someone had a Simcha, he was making a Kiddush, Oifruf. And he was invited, he was having a big crowd in his house on Shabbos morning. Friday night, before Shabbos, he lit the menorah, and he had his menorah on a chair. That's where he lit his menorah, on a chair. Now, this chair becomes muks, becomes a bosses. The Dovah HaOsam, because the menorah itself, when it's lit, you can't move, right? We can't move neiros, you can't move the menorah. So the whole chair bosses to the, it's like a candlestick tray. It becomes a bosses to the menorah, and the chair becomes a muksa, the whole Shabbos. Because at the beginning of Shabbos, there's a menorah on it, it becomes a muksa. What happened was, Shabbos morning, he had some waiters in. And the waiter, the menorah was out by Shabbos morning, right? The lights were out. And he took off this waiter, took the menorah off the chair, put it on the floor, put it at the side, and the chair got mixed up with all the other chairs. Right? So there was a situation where one of the chairs was Osa, it was Muksa. We don't know which chair it was. So can we say Bittel Beroiv? That the majority of chairs are Butter, this chair should be bottled. So the question is, the problem is, you said Dovash Yoshli Matirin. Because this chair is only also on Shabbos. After Shabbos, anyway, be mutter. Dovash Yoshli Matirin, we don't say the halacha bittel. But according to the slach, it would be mutter. Because, it's a tashmishim, it's not food. I can use the chair now, I can use the chair tomorrow. If I wait till tomorrow, I'm missing out on today's tashmish of the chair.
If it is muksa, can you still sit on it? Even if it is muksa, can you still sit on it if you don't move it?
That's another side of machlekes. Can you use muksa? Okay.
Nobody sits in a chair and realizes that it's fixed. They'll move it to that inevitable until they get
it. He's saying that you're going to move it while you're sitting on it. So you're right. The side comes into it as well. Can you sit in it? And even if you are sitting, you're not moving it, but you're dying. There are other shayas involved. But in principle, one could use the slach, and the slach, they wanted to apply, the Rav who was dealing with the case wanted to apply the slach. There's another problem over there, that even if you use the slach and you want to take this bottle, but there's another problem, there's something called Dovah Sheba Minyan, that if something is choshev and it's sold by number, as the chashivas, it doesn't allow bittles. So here the chair, each chair is choshev, it doesn't allow bittles. The shaila was, we only say Dovash of Minyan if it's something which is osa mitzad atzmoy, if it's intrinsically osa. Here it was osa because of something else. So that was a different shaila which was involved. But the al kaponim and the slach, that was an application of the slach over there. So anyway, so coming back down to shaila, says the Darchei Tshuva, he says, according to the slach, we'll have a het in our case. Why? Because even though we're talking about foods here, right, you want to have this coffee, you want to have this cream cake, but it's not one particular machal of cholov that you want to eat now, which we'll say about that, wait till tomorrow. It's a general, he wants to have a general heter which he needs, which he wants to have to eat milk, to eat milky foods. His shaila is, can he now eat milky foods generally? It's not one particular thing. It's not one particular machal, one particular cream cake which will say, this is the shaila, wait till tomorrow. He wants to be able to have. He wants to have a coffee with milk, he wants to have cheese, he wants to have pizza, all sorts of things he wants to be able to have. He says that Archi Tshuva, according to the slack, it'll be mutter. And there's no taira, there's no issa of Dovash Yeshimatir and of Ajsa Techlenu Be'issa, Techlenu Be'heta. Because it's similar to a keli, like by a keli, you can use, you can have many, you can have tashmishim the whole time, and you're going to miss out on the time of the tashmish today. Similarly with this, I'm missing out on the time of being able to have generally milky foods. That's what he says. But one could look at it otherwise. And the Badei HaShulchan, which is written by one of the big poskim in America, the Feigl Cohen, also a classic sefer on Yerideya, he says, no. He argues with the Darchei Tshuva. And he says, no. It depends how you look at it. He says, you have to look at it in a way that Chazal made, when a person is fleishik, Chazal made an issa on any milky foods for him now in this time. While he's within the 6 hours, any milky food is offered to him. So any individual milky food he wants to eat, we have to. It's classed that this there's an issa on this, on the chetza, on this milky food to this person. And if so, it's a regular davar yeshli matir. You're not going to be able to apply the slach. That's what the Badei HaShulchan wants to say, right? So there's two ways of looking at it. That's machlek is it. Machlek is, do you look at it? Chazal made an issa, this person, it's an issa on the gab, this person is fleishik, so you can't have milky foods, right? And then it's like, then you will be able to use the slach, it's like a keli, because he's going to miss out on time of generally being able to eat milky. Or no. So we look at, do we say the issa drabonon, when a person is fleishik, within 6 hours, that you can't eat milk, is that every milky food, there's an issa on the chepsa, issa on all kol macholei chola ba'olam, all milky foods in the world, there's an issa on each one for this person. And if you look at it that way, then it is like a food, and it goes into, it's like the beitzah, and it goes into the original din of Dovash Yeshimatir. So we have machlekes so far. First of all, we have Yad Yehuda, who was machmer because of Dovash Yeshimatir, and then we have a machlekes: can you apply the tzlach? A machlekes Darchei Tshuva, Badei HaShulchan: can you apply the tzlach and be mekel not like the Yad Yehuda according to the tzlach? Now, there's another dimension to the case, that the tzlach itself, this chiddush of the tzlach, there's also chokim on the tzlach. I mean, even going back to Beitzah, which the tzlach is talking about, right, moving the egg, right, he's mechalek between eating it and moving it, and tashmish. There are chokim on the tzlach. And incidentally, Rabbi Akiva Eger himself doesn't bring the tzlach, but he says the same svara for himself. He starts off, initially, he says the same yisoy, but he's chayza because of a shach. A shach. In Yerideya, Siman Kuf base, which is the chapter about the Rosh Yeshli Matirin, that's where this halach of the Rosh Yeshli Matirin is brought. And the shach's talking about, if you don't understand the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch is talking about if you have a keli which became treif, a utensil which became treif, a pot which became treif, And then it got mixed up. Right, one part became a tree, the face of the plant couldn't be cooked with milk, whatever. And that got mixed up, and now with other parts, you don't know which is the one that became tree. So the question is, can you be makel, say, bittel beruv, that, you know, all the pots are okay now, even the trefa pot became bottle? Well, no. Do I have to kasha all of them? Maybe I have to kasha all of them. It might be like a dobar sheyeshle matirin, because I can kasha them. I can take myself, instead of relying on the din bittel, take yourself out of the issa, and make yourself completely mutta by kasha all of them. The Shulchan Aruch says that you don't have to kasha them because there are expenses involved in kashering. There's expenses. Water, you have to boil the water, so you don't have to kasha. It would be a dovah shiyashli material, but you don't have to kasha them. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shach brings other opinions. He says what you should do is wait 24 hours from when it became treif, which takes it out of the issa minatira, because we know that something which is not ben yoimi, something which has a part or a keli, which became absorbed, which got the belief of the issa in 24 hours ago, is not anymore issa minatira. That's why we always wait 24 hours before kashering. It takes it out of the issa minatira, and so issa midrabbanon to use something which is ein ben yoimi. But says the Shach, take yourself out of the issa minatira, because and wait 24 hours, and then you can be makel. Because like the Shulchan Aruch says, it's not a davar shiyashle matirin because of the expenses in kashrut. Why wait? He says because if you don't wait, there is an aspect of davar shiyashle matirin as far as the issa minatira is concerned. That's what the Shach is saying, right? So he's been chaylik with the Shulchan Aruch. He's saying, you're right that to kasha all of them is expensive, but at least take yourself out of the issa minatira. You can wait 24 hours, and that way you'll take yourself out of the issa minatira, and then regarding the issa drabonon, you'll be able to say bittel. And you won't say davar shiyashle matirin because it costs money to kasha. At least by waiting, you can take yourself out of the issa minatira. It's a davar shiyashle matirin regarding the issa minatira. That's what Shach says. Says the Rekiva Eger, initially he started off by saying the same idea as the Tzlach, the mechalik between food and the keli. He says, we see from the Shach Nishtazay, not like the Tzlach, because the Shach's talking about keli. According to the Tzlach, how does davar shiyashle matirin get involved with kelim? The Tzlach's chiddush was, the Tzlach's heter was, that if it's a keli, there's no doubt, if you have to wait, we don't say davar shiyashle matirin to have to wait, because I'm listening out on the tashmishim of the usage of the keli now. So how can the Shach say wait 24 hours because of the davar shiyashle matirin? I'm missing out in this time of using the keli. Right? That was the Shach's thought. Only by food, you say it, eat it today, eat it tomorrow, wait till tomorrow, because you've got one chance to eat it. So wait, eat it tomorrow instead of today. The Shach held about a keli. We don't say that. We don't have to wait, because you're missing out. I can use it today and I can use it tomorrow. So that's a Rekhi Vega we see from the Shach, not like the Tzlach, so he's chayzer. Another Achreim also asks this kasha on the Tzlach, it's not like the Shach. So it comes out that Tzlach says this chiddush, he has this kula, but it's not muskim. So coming back to our Shaila, we had the Yad Yehudu was machmir, then we had a Tzlach which was machlekes Achreim, whether you can use the Tzlach. And even if you want to, even if you say you can use the Tzlach itself is not muskim, it's controversial.
In a plate, you point the plate double minyan, so we don't deal with bittle with a plate anyway.
Yeah, good question. So, could be over there, you have to look at it that. I think they say that you depend whether you're looking at the keli, you're looking at the bliyas inside the keli. What's the issa? Okay. But the game is not over. There is another teretz, another shitta, another way to make it in this situation, which the Da'at Tshuva brings, from two other achrenim who say the same thing. The Dalsi Tshuva and the Yosef Das, two achrenim, who who say, again, they're addressing the shaila where you have a sofik, if you waited 6 hours, they say it's a sveksvik. Sveksvik, which is more kalidic than sofik. Why is it sveksvik? Because one sofik is where the 6 hours have passed. What's the other sofik? Sveksvik is a double sofik. So what's the other sofik? There's a sofik where the bechlal you have to wait. Because it's machlek rishonim, whether you have to wait after eating meat, or if you can just finish the suda bench and now start again. According to Tosfos, Shitas Tosfos is that silek uberich is enough. You can just finish your suda bench. You also have to you have to wash your mouth out as well. But regarding the actual hefsek, you don't have to have a hefsek in time. That's Shitas Tosfos. The Rambam and others are chuk. So the Ramah, the Mechaber paskins like the Rambam, you have to wait 6 hours. The Ramah, which the Minhag Mi Ashkenaz is to follow the Ramah. The Ramah says that he brings Shittas Tosfos, and it's clear from the Ramah that the Ikra Din, that's really, we'll get that in a second, but he brings the Ramah, he brings Tosfos. And he says, Lemaisa, the minhag is to wait longer. Medaktikim should wait longer. And that's why there's minhagim, there's different minhagim of how long to wait. It's all in the Ramah Shitta, which is based on Tosfos, because according to the Rambam, you have to wait 6 hours. According to Tosfos, Meikradin, you don't have to wait. Ramah says the minhag is to wait. So what's he saying? So he's bringing to the Achronim are saying that's a special faker, because the first sofik is maybe 6 hours have passed, but besides that there's another sofik whether you have to wait at all, because it's a machlekes. So according to the taste, you're definitely okay, because you've waited, you've definitely finished the suda, right? You're a couple of hours later, you're five and a half hours later, wherever you are. So if it's a special faker, you can be maker. The only problem with that is that what's the din of Sfek Sveka in a situation of Dovash Yeshle Matirin? So we know that Sofik Drabon by Dovash Yeshle Matirin Remachri. What about the Sfek Sveka? And actually the Ramah in Simon Kufyu and Sifches brings Machlekes about Sfek Sveka in a situation of Dovash Yeshle Matirin. And he said one should be Machmir unless it's a Tzeruch. But the Chatchila one should be Machmir even by Sfek Sveka. So the question is, how is this going to help us here? It might help us in the Makom Tzorich, but if there's no major Tzorich to have this coffee, so we still have to be Machmir because of the Dovash Yeshle Matirin. So the Badan Shulchan explains, he brings his Achronim also, and he says they don't mean a real Sfek Sveka. He says like this, he says, it's more than that. He says, the Ramad, the Ikar Shitta, according to Ramad, the main Shitta is Tosfos. The Ikar Din, you don't have to wait. It's a minag, it's a chumra to wait. And of course, that if that's one's minag, which that's our minag, all of us have the minag to wait a certain amount of time, then it's a minag, it's strict. You have to keep the minag. You can't be mazalzel the minag. At the end of the day, this minag is based on a chumra of being chayshish for the shitta Rambam, for the other shitta. But me'ikra, then taking on really Shittas Tosfos. So it's about the Shulchan, that's what these Achronim mean. They don't really mean Sfek Sveka. They mean to say, because the Ikka Halacha is like the Shitta, that one doesn't have to wait. So here you have a situation of Sofik, you're not sure whether that amount of time has passed. We don't have to be Machmir in a situation of Sofik. So it comes out that there's Machlokes regarding our Shaila, going back to the original Shaila. Person is a sofik whether he waited 6 hours. So again, the Yad Yehuda is machmir, but there are chokim, there are chodim or chodik, and there are many poskim for mekel. Again, one has to make sure it's a real sofik. It's a real sofik, he knows what time it is now, and he can't easily be mevarer what time he's finished. What about the person's in a situation of sofik, he doesn't know whether what he had was fleshik? He went to a bris, he went to a. And they served him some schnitzel, he's not sure whether it's parav schnitzel or fleischiger schnitzel, right? Today's generation, you've got all types of foods, which is mock fleischiger foods and schnitzels and sausages. So that is more chomri. That's more chomri. Besides the fact that you can mevara, first of all, you can use mevara, just call up the Baal Simcha, wherever you ate, wherever asked your wife what it was. But besides that, there's something called chesaron yadir. And there's another klal regarding sveikas, regarding safar drabon and akula, that if it's a chesaron yadir, it's just you're ignorant about it. Something which other people know, just you don't know what it is, that's not called a sophic. You can't just say, it's a sophic, sophic up on the kula. That's not called a sophic, it's just your ignorance. Find out what it is. Not because of the halacha of Torah Chavarah, it's a different din. It's not called a sophic at all. It's just your ignorance. You don't know what the Matthias is, that's not called a sophic. So that's more common.